music and the Big Dan Ingram Show next. The temperature now 42 degrees and sunny. Next news when it happens on WABC, AM and FM, New York.
77 WABC.
Plan for me today, but this is the day they were going to try to fool me in that April Fool contest. Well, here I am anyway, folks. So,
you're on your mark. Get set for All-American. Get 77 WABC.
I see there's guys in the studio who don't belong here, and I don't know what's going on. Come on, Ray, what's happening here? I'm very much shook up. All I know is I walked in, and there's shreds of a bomb all over the floor. Evidently, it went off too soon. Anyway, this is Big Dan Ingram laughing and scratching on April Fool's Day.
Yeah. Pretty as a midsummer's morn.
It's number 9 from the All-American Survey.
They called her.
All right. Done. The Four Seasons of Minutes Two, and your Ingram's Lingram.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bobby D right here, around the corner in another studio. Dan doesn't know what's going on, and we have planned this for days, and this is great. We're around the corner in another studio. Dan is in the regular studio doing a normal show, and they're swinging and winging and wailing, but he doesn't know he is not on the air. We will tape record it, play parts of it back, the clean parts, to you later. But this is it. This is what he was wondering about, the April Fool plan against Dan Ingram. I will be on the air, Bobby D, around the corner in another studio. We'll switch back and forth, tape record it, and so forth. Okay, let's swing then.
Cause now it's Judy's turn to cry, Judy's turn to cry, Judy's turn to cry. Cause Johnny's come back to me. Oh, and Judy left with Johnny at my party and came back wearing his ring. I sat down and cried my eyes out. Now that was a foolish thing. Cause now it's Judy's turn to cry, Judy's turn to cry, Judy's turn to cry. Cause Johnny's come back to me. Well, it hurt me so to see them dance together.
Wednesday show, and that's Judy's turn to cry. It's going to be Dan Ingram's turn to cry today, and this is our April Fool's joke on Dan. Bobby D, right here on the Dan Ingram Show for about, till Dan finds out about what we're doing, or for a half an hour or so. I'm around the corner in another studio, unbeknownst to Dan. He thinks he's on the air, swinging. Let's join him now and see what he's doing, huh?
You latched on to Radio 77. With young ideas for New York.
It's a weird way to eavesdrop, folks. Here he comes.
We got a Beatles.
He thinks he's on.
Yeah, doubleheader by the Beatles. Back-to-back Beatle goodies from the All-American Survey. Start off with number 22 this week. From me to you.
All right, well, these Dan's wailing. I hate to take away a Beatles song. Dan's wailing. He thinks he's on the air. Once again, I want to explain. I'll explain this for the following half hour. He's not on the air. We're tape recording it. He thinks he's on the air. He's hearing his program in his little earphones. But actually, Bobby D right here around the corner in a another studio. And this is our April Fool's joke on Big Dan. Let's see if he ever finds out what's happening. All right, stand by. From time to time, we'll join him. And of course, as we said, we are taping the cleaner parts of his show. So you hang in here, all right?
Let's go, Edgar.
I don't see why not.
'77 super hot ABC. Hits with a beat, swinging our sweet. Hits with a beat, swinging our sweet. Hits with a beat, swinging our sweet.
Bobby D on the Wednesday Dan Ingram Show. Our April Fool joke on Big Dan is that he's not on the air. I am. Wait till he finds out. He's much bigger than I am. He'll probably smash me into the ground. From time to time, we'll rejoin Dan, see what he's doing. And, of course, if it gets... Mom, I tell you what, you better take the kids, the little children, out of the room whenever we rejoin the Dan Ingram Show, because you never know. You know. The song is, but it's about 6 minutes after two. Bobby D in on the April Fool's joke on Big Dan Ingram today. Kiss me, sailor boy, yes, with your bell-bottom lips. Bobby D on the Wednesday Dan Ingram Show, and this is our April Fool's joke on Big Dan. I'm on the air, of course. He is not. He thinks he is. He's in the normal studio. I'm around the corner in an extra studio, and we're doing this. Kind of sneaky for April Fool's Day. Dan thinks he's on the air. He hears the program. He thinks it's going out in his earphones. Actually, we are on the air. From time to time, we join him, and we are taping it, so we'll be able to hear it later. Several people sent in this suggestion, and they will receive their prizes in the April Fool's Day contest to fool Dan Ingram. You know, Mom, Bohack's tasty, tender, genuine, fresh American leg of lamb is so easy to prepare, so flavorful to serve. And Bohack's low price is just 49 cents a pound. Oven ready, 57 cents a pound. Large heads of snowy white cauliflower are now only 25 cents each. And Bohack will give you 200 extra King Corn stamps with a $10 purchase and the coupon from their midweek newspaper ad. That's at Bohack, where better meals begin. 10 minutes after 2, Bobby D on the April Fool's Day Dan Ingram Show. Now.
The super hit sound of 77 WABC with the hotline of hits
today.
right there from WABC. Time now, 11 minutes after 2. Bobby D right here on the April Fool's Day Dan Ingram Show. And that's exactly what we're doing, is fooling Dan Ingram. He is in the regular studio doing a show. At least he thinks he is. Is this it? All right. We're joining Dan Ingram for a second here to find out what he's going to do here. He thinks he's on the air. Actually, we are around the corner in another studio. Stand by. No, huh? I thought we were in with Dan. Is not on the air, although he thinks he is. Bobby D around the corner in another studio on the air. Got it from Dan. This is our April Fool joke on him. So anything can happen. Stand by. Well, all right. I don't know. I think this is an April Fool joke on me. I thought we were going to rejoin Dan to see what he was doing. All right, we got 13.
Dan Ingram laughing and losing. It's 13 minutes past 2 o'clock and 42 WABC degrees on April Fool's Day.
This week, yeah. WABC proudly presents these super hit sounds. The Beatles.
And Bobby Love.
Terry Stafford.
Suspicion.
Orbit my heart.
Louis Armstrong.
Hello, darling.
Betty Everett. Dozens of other top stars in continuing entertainment presented by the All-Americans. More minutes of the music you want to hear is on
77 WABC.
I sure hope he can't hear me. You're not on the air, Dan.
Have you heard about the city labor department's adult education program?
No.
Maybe you're like Jose. Couldn't hold a job for more than 30 days, no matter how hard he worked. Turned out the reason was his language barrier, but he literally got a second chance at a better job.
I got a second chance at a better job.
Advantage of the educational programs being offered through the labor department. Contact Labor Commissioner McFadden.
He can't hear me,
Mayor Wagner's
folks.
Committee on Exploitation, Walker 51900.
We're around the corner in another studio.
From your boss.
Yes,
but I just want to take time enough to tell you that if today's show goes all right, we may run tomorrow's with a real human at the controls.
Thank you, Ebenezer. That's beautiful.
Ah, goodness.
Strike the devotions here with Rip Van Winkle, number 12 from the All-American Survey. 14 minutes past 2 o'clock now.
You're not going out, Big Dan. Sorry to tell you. Hi, everybody. Bobby D around the corner in another studio. We're on the air. Dan is not. From time to time, we switch back and forth. This is our April Fool's joke. I'm Big Dan. And when he finds out, I bet you I'm going to get hit a couple of times.
What on earth? What are you children doing in my front yard?
We're singing.
I gathered that, but why?
We're here to announce that it's Borden's Cottage Cheese Year.
Borden's Cottage Cheese Year? You mean week, don't you?
No, sir. You have Borden's Cottage Cheese during Lent, don't you?
Yes, but...
And during the summer, it's real refreshing, isn't it?
Sure, but...
And when you have spring fruit or fall vegetables, you get them served to you with Borden's Cottage Cheese.
I know, Borden's Cottage Cheese and whatever you please.
Right. All year you can enjoy it. High in protein, low in calories.
Well, I admit Borden's Cottage Cheese is good any time, but...
Okay, gang. It's Borden's Cottage Cheese Year. Let's tell the rest of the world.
Borden's Cottage Cheese Year. I'd better tell Phyllis so she can stock up.
All right, thank you. 15 minutes after 2, Bobby D on the Dan Ingram Show. On the air, live. Big Dan thinks he is, but he is not.
Frankly, friends, I think he drinks. He's about 2,000 swallows ahead of Capistrano already.
Yes, well, I think so, too. From time to time, we're going to switch back and forth to Big Dan, so you hang in here, all right? Hey, hate to interrupt this, but we got to switch back to Big Dan Ingram. We have a Borden's commercial that we kind of rigged up a little bit, and he's about to do it, I hear. So we rejoin the Dan Ingram Show in progress.
Hey, hit the bell. You win 1,000 points and 3 free beers. Hey, it's 17 minutes past 2 o'clock on your Ingram Fling Grill.
Follow the weather today.
Pity he's not on the air.
It's 77 WABC.
Blizzard conditions this afternoon with about 4 inches of... No, April Fool. Sunny and cold this afternoon. Temperature's about 40. Clear and cold tonight. Temperature's about 25 to 30. Tomorrow, fair and not
right,
quite
Bobby
as cool.
Bobby D. around the corner now in
right
another
now.
Studio.
42 WABC.
Competing with Dan.
In New York town.
Dan Ingram will do a Borden's commercial.
Yes, indeed. This is Big Dan Ingram laughing and scratching on 77 radio.
I did.
He doesn't know we just played its record.
This is Little Children, done by Billy J. Kramer. It's number 30 this week.
All right, we'll have to stand by. We have a great Borden's commercial rigged up, which Dan will do shortly. Stand by.
You saw me kissing your sister.
Children, Bobby D here on the April Fool's Day Dan Ingram Show. We're going to rejoin Dan now.
Careful.
We're on the air now. We really are on the air.
We really are on the air.
Yes, I know.
But what about that Englander mattress spot that I read in there and nearly died?
We, folks, we had an Englander mattress spot that we goofed up a little bit. The
Boy,
copy.
Did you.
And I think we taped it. I think we got it on tape, so we'll do the breakup.
Yes.
So I'm discovered. Here we are.
You're
all in this studio
and,
around the corner.
I figured you out real soon.
I didn't know I worked with such smart guys here. Very nice. So, April Fool.
Thank you very much.
Oh, gee. I feel so bad about this.
Hey, well, tell you what. April Fool, you do the show.
Come back here.
Come back here.
You got the spot?
Yeah, let them hear what happened.
All right.
What happened on the air?
Right.
Because I read part of it, folks.
Did you say anything nasty?
Well, it's all right.
Folks. At the Englander spot that Dan read while he was really off the air, thinking he was on, we have it on tape here, so let's hear it, huh?
We got that?
I hope not.
No, we don't. Where is it?
We thought we had it.
That's pretty funny.
This is a very funny April Fool's Day.
Very funny April Fool's Day.
we had a bomb in the studio that I...
That you set off.
Unintentionally set off, yes.
I walked in and there were pieces of bomb all over the floor. Well, ladies and gentlemen, happy day, Bob. I'm going home.
Thanks a lot. Oh, boy. We can't run the commercial.
What happens?
Maybe we'll get it straightened out later. Dan, I wish you'd run in the studio. We'll switch it back and finish your program because I have a lot of things to do. I got to go out on the streets of New York and mingle and stuff.
Mingle?
Yeah.
Are you going to land that?
And they're not paying me for this half hour.
No kidding,
really?
And you're on the air, too?
Very funny. Well, that lasted like, 20 minutes, 19
minutes. Before I figured it out.
How did you, what was the bet?
Well, it's kind of a technical bet. For the folks who are listening, I was looking over. We got a thing called a modulometer. And as I walked in the studio, the guy said, we'd been having line troubles. He said, the program monitor is out. You have to use the line monitor. And the line monitor comes right out of the board in the studio. The program monitor is actually what's on the air. So I was listening in the line monitor. Everything sounded great, except as I was looking at the modulometer, it was kicking when I wasn't talking. The needle was flicking when I wasn't saying anything.
You're a technical guy. I didn't
and,
know that.
And walked out of the room to find out what's going on, and here we are.
Discovered.
Okay.
He didn't even hit.
You don't have that spot, huh?
We can't. We'll do.
Can't find it? Well, Rick has it on a piece of tape somewhere.
We'll do it
Where's
later.
Where's Rick's thing? I got to find it. Rick's got it? There, wait, we got another cartridge made. All right, folks.
All right, we'll explain this again. Dan, while he was off the air, thinking he was on, hit this Englander commercial, Englander mattress commercial, and, Borden's?
We got to get a Borden's in because it's scheduled, so let's do Borden's.
All right, we...
Buy Borden's, buy Borden's in your neighborhood because it's, what's the, how's it go? Buy Borden's,
Elsie?
That's what you were going to do to me.
Yeah,
right?
Oh, I understand it. Yes, we made this up here.
The rest of the day, that's what I'm...
I don't know. Everybody gets pink slips, I guess.
I guess it's something like that. Hey, this is great music we're doing. What is happening? We have eight engineers working like mad. I think we goofed them.
Yes.
They found the place yet in the tape?
Oh, so this is
in, all the engineers walked out of the studio. The minute I walked in, and said, we're on strike, which is funny, you know.
We're going to send them all to Brazil.
You got the spot there?
Well,
okay,
all right, let's resolve the whole thing. This was it, Dan. Happy April Fool's Day. And let's do a record and get organized, all right?
Let's see here. For sleeping comfort and healthful relaxation, the last word in mattresses is Englander. This year marks the golden anniversary of the Englander Mattress Company, which for 50 years has been making possible the proper sleep and best rest for thousands of people. Only the finest of materials and components are used in construction of an Englander mattress. Firmness for health and softness for comfort has been the formula, which makes Englander the mattress most Americans enjoy. As an example, Englander was the most popular mattress at the recent celebration at Daytona Beach. Said one, whoa, hey, what is this they just put in front of me here? Well, that's...
Oh, good grief.
That was it. That's how you... That's how you sounded.
Yes, big, I did. You're all rats. I want you to know that. You ruined my career.
Listen, we were going
to
fire
seven
you.
Seven children to support, you know.
How many?
Seven and about a third.
You better get rid of three or four of them, because after this, we're through, right? Happy April Fool's Day, Dan, on you, and that's our trick. The people who sent in this suggestion will get their prizes, and that's our April Fool's joke on Big Dan Ingram.
again. WABC. You're a little confused. You ought to think of me. We got the news next, and right after news and Flair, we're going to play a record. I don't know what it is, but it'll be a record, folks. On the Dan Ingram Show.
WABC, Action Central News.
News first, fast, 5 minutes sooner. Carl Caruso for WABC New York. Dateline New York. A witness at the Roy Cohn perjury and conspiracy trial, attorney Alan Swan, has testified his statements to a grand jury probe were not the whole truth. The statements to the jury by Swan were concerned with a $1,000 check made out to attorney George Rosier and dated by Swan. New York. The jury is being selected at the trial of former State Court of Claims Judge Melvin Osterman. The selection of the panel was held up this morning by argument on the legality of accepting wiretap evidence. The court ruled electronic eavesdropping was okay in the case involving a state liquor authority scandal and ordered the picking of a jury to begin. Hudson, New York. Two New York City teenagers pleaded guilty to second-degree murder today. The court sentenced the youths to indeterminate terms of 20 years to life imprisonment for the slaying of 69-year-old Harriet Hoyt last year. Both Paul Martin and Nathan Giles are 17 years old. New York. 16 persons have been arrested for filing false returns for taxpayers which defrauded the government of more than $1 million in unpaid taxes. The United States Attorney's Office says 22 in all were being sought. The remaining six should be taken into custody tonight. Great Neck, Long Island. 20 students who refuse to recite the Pledge of Allegiance to the American flag should be expelled. That's the opinion of the state commander of the American Legion, J. Arthur Petty. Adds Petty, the conduct of the students at an East Williston, Long Island senior junior high school is outrageous. New York. The latest in the New York telephone negotiations, the vice president of Local 1103 of the Communications Workers of America has called a meeting for next Monday. The session in White Plains will be for the sole purpose of taking a strike vote. Local 1103 represents about 1,300 phone company employees. The temperature is 42 degrees. Instant weather is sunny at WABC New York.
Flair reports. Revolt spreads in Brazil. President Goulart flees from Rio. His nation, largest in the hemisphere, is in crisis. Is it a turning point in the struggle for democracy against communism in the Americas? This is Irv Chapman for Flair Reports. The story in a moment.
Most of the time, brakes stop cars. Sometimes, trees stop cars. And all too often, other cars stop cars. But what stops the people inside? Things like dashboards and windows and seat belts. Obviously, seat belts are best because they stop you safely, can stop at least 5,000 deaths a year, at least one-third of all serious injuries. That's because seat belts protect you within a margin of safety. When your car suddenly stops, you stop the safer way. Without seatbelts, no margin of safety. You keep on going with deadly force into windows, dashboards. So don't take chances. As the National Safety Council says, wrap a margin of safety around yourself and your family. Get seatbelts now and buckle up for safety.
Unit after unit of Brazil's armed forces are joining the revolt. The familiar reports stream in of revolution in the making. Radio stations seized, state governors and military officers declaring their loyalties. President João Goulart has not been especially friendly to U.S. efforts in the hemisphere. For an evaluation of the Brazilian crisis, here is ABC's man at the State Department, John Scali.
I'll be much surprised if President Goulart survives this revolt. He's a wily politician, adept at extricating himself from seemingly impossible positions, but this time, despite the help of his left-wing labor and communist allies, he seems to be outmaneuvered and, even more important, outgunned by the coalition of Brazilian Army, Navy, and Air Force rebels, who also have the backing of many influential state governors, moderate politicians, and others, all of whom claim they're moving against Goulart to save the Constitution. And in Brazil, the Constitution is more or less a sacred document. The ebb and flow of the struggle is being closely followed by American officials. And their assessment a few moments ago is that Goulart will be lucky if he lasts another 24 or 36 hours as president. What they more or less expect now is that he'll resign under pressure, turning the presidency over either to the president of the Chamber of Deputies, Ranieri Mazzilli, or the president of the Senate, both of whom, incidentally, have come out publicly now against Goulart. This outcome isn't at all certain yet, but as of now, Goulart seems on his way out, despite the last-minute confused shooting and turmoil in Rio de Janeiro itself.
John, quite frankly, most of our people here will be saying good riddance, won't they?
I think this is a very safe bet. We have, as a government, not only not liked him, but we have been hoping, more or less, that the center coalition would finally move against him.
Thank you, John Scally. We've had an evaluation by ABC's diplomatic correspondent of what looks like the final hours of the Goulart regime in Brazil. This is Irv Chapman for Flair Reports.
Music and the real Dan Ingram next. Next news when it happens on WABC AM and FM New York.
77 WABC.
Yeah. I got to do a little test now. One, two, three. Yeah, we're on the air. I can see it kicking on a needle. That was funny. I would like to thank Rick Sklar and Bob Dayton. I think maybe I shouldn't thank them. I don't know. It was very funny. Anyway, we had a ball. Back in the music now.
Close your eyes.
I will.
And I'll kiss you. That I'm missing the lips I am missing, and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. Close your eyes.
WABC proudly presents these Beatles spectacular sounds. Can't buy me love.
Can't buy me love.
Love me do.
Love me do.
From me to you.
With love from me to you.
Do you want to know a secret?
Do you want to know a secret?
Twist and shout.
Twist and shout.
American Radio Headquarters for the Beatles.
77 WABC.
Let's have more Beatles music.
A super hit sound of 77 WABC.
Big Dan on April Fool's Day.
With the hot line of hits.
Today,
yes.
This song is super hit number seven.
Number seven.